From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting angry protests in Turkey. Thousands of people took to the streets of Ankara Sunday, many of them chanting slogans against the Turkish government. The demonstrators were reacting to the Saturday bombing of a peace rally that killed at least 95 people and wounded many others. No one has claimed responsibility for the attacks, but Reuters quoted two senior Turkish security sources as saying the initial investigation is focusing on the Islamic State group. The co-chairman of Turkey's pro-Kurdish party blamed the government for failing to prevent the attack. Two explosions struck near the main exit of a railway station in the Ulus district. Iran's parliament Sunday gave preliminary approval to a bill that allows the government to implement the nuclear agreement recently reached with world powers. Final approval of the measure is expected later this week. Under the bill, the Iranian government will be authorized to withdraw from implementation of the accord if the other side fails to lift sanctions against Iran. Iran says a verdict has been issued in the trial of Washington Post reporter Jason Rezaian. Rezaian was arrested 15 months ago on espionage and other charges. There were no details on what the verdict is, but a judiciary spokesman said it can be appealed. Rezaian, who has dual citizenship, has been working for The Washington Post since 2012. Two suicide bombings have killed at least 9 people and wounded 29 in northern Cameroon. Officials have blamed Boko Haram militants for the attack. Authorities say Sunday's attacks in the village of Khan Faleri were carried out by 2 teenage girls. This is VOA News. Russia has launched a new aerial bombardment of Syrian rebels. The Russian government says it hit 63 targets, destroying 53 of them. It says many of the targets' attacks on Sunday were in Tal Shikh, a highland area of Idlib province that has been controlled by rebels. As with recent attacks, Russia described the targets as belonging to Islamic State insurgents, but most of the positions have not been held by that group, but by factions fighting the government of President Bashar al-Assad. The Iraqi military claims to have struck the convoy of Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi in an air raid in western Anbar province near the Syrian border. The fate of the leader is unknown. Baghdadi has declared himself the head of a caliphate in areas his group controls in Iraq and Syria. Coalition spokesman U.S. Colonel Steve Warren said U.S. officials have seen the Iraqi statement about al-Baghdadi, but have no information that confirms it. Israel carried out an airstrike early Sunday in Gaza Strip. The Israeli military said the strike was conducted in response to rocket attacks from Gaza and targeted 2 Hamas weapons manufacturing facilities. It reported Saturday that a rocket was intercepted just north of Gaza by Israel's Iron Dome missile defense system. The Israeli raid resulted in the death of a pregnant Palestinian woman and her daughter. Medics in Gaza said the two died when the building they were in collapsed from the strike. Several other people were injured. Later Sunday, a Palestinian teenager was shot and killed by Israeli forces at a checkpoint north of the West Bank city of Ramallah. The Israeli military had no immediate comment. The United States will offer condolence payments for those killed or injured in the U.S. airstrike that mistakenly hit a Doctors Without Borders hospital in Kunduz, Afghanistan, October 3rd. A Defense Department spokesman said U.S. forces in Afghanistan will work with those affected to determine appropriate payments. The leader of Rwanda's main opposition Green Party says next week his organization will officially appeal to President Paul Kagame not to seek another term. A recent court ruling paves the way for Mr. Kagame to amend the Constitution and seek another 7-year term. Billionaire real estate mogul Donald Trump continues to lead the crowded field of U.S. Republican presidential candidates, according to a new CBS News survey. And former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has a substantial lead in the race for the Democratic nomination. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.